hello, and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many businesses find it necessary and profitable to outsource some of their operations. One of the most common of these examples, especially for entrepreneurs, is an answering service. With today's technology, it can make a very small company look anything but. Mel Carlin is Vice President of Operations for the North American headquarters of the British firm Moneypenny in Charleston, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Mel, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me here today.
So first of all, tell us about Moneypenny. Of course, an appropriate name for a British firm.
Of course it is. Inspiration from the ultimate receptionist, really. So we are the largest premium telephone answering and live chat providers, and our dedicated receptionists deliver a bespoke personalised service for all of our clients. And we've got over 13,000 clients globally. From our UK headquarters, we support with over 700 PAs. And from our Charleston, South Carolina office, we support with nearly 50 PAs as well.
And a PA is?
Personal assistant.
And then why Charleston, South Carolina, for your North American operations?
In the UK, we are known as the happiest office in the land. Charleston in South Carolina was voted the happiest place to live and work in the US. So naturally, it seemed the right place to base our US operation.
So you came, you looked at it, agreed that indeed it's a happy place.
It is indeed a happy place. And we've been here 5 years now, and we've grown 60% year on year. So I think that's proof that it is that happy place and it's the right place for Moneypenny.
Well, let's talk about your industry, the answering service business. This is something that's been around for quite a while.
It has. And whilst we are an answering service, we have dedicated receptionists. So whereas some answering services, it's just the next available person you will speak to. So we provide that dedicated relationship.
So what prompted you to move in this direction? This has to be on the costly side.
It is and it isn't. And if I take you back to when Moneypenny was started by a brother and sister, Ed and Rachel. Ed had a business and he was going on holiday and he was using an answering service. Whilst he was on holiday, one of his key clients rang in. The answering service just did not treat the client how Ed wanted the client to be treated, so he lost them. And he thought then, hang on, there must be an opportunity to provide personal service with an outsourced answering service that really cares as much as the client cares about their business.
And so where are all of your employees? Are they in the Charleston operations center, or do you have virtual PAs?
All our receptionists have their own home in Charleston. We've got a fantastic office there. It's not quite as fantastic yet as the UK one. It's not got a pub or a treehouse, but we're getting there.
A what house?
So in the UK, as we started to grow, we had a number of different offices. And 3 years ago, they were all consolidated into a purpose-built office. They'd ask people what they'd like to see in an office. They'd love a pub, they'd love a treehouse, and that's exactly what they got in Charleston. We're not quite big enough for a pub or a treehouse yet.
Have there been any cultural challenges in moving outside of Britain to America?
There are some things that are a little bit different, but in essence, people who like people are the same, whether it's in the UK or the US. So culturally, whether they're US and they speak with a beautiful Southern accent or whether they're part of our UK and speak with a gorgeous Welsh accent, that's the same.
Now, are you expecting any challenges to arise from the issue of Brexit, especially your operations here in this country?
I think it's probably an opportunity for us because as Brexit changes some of the businesses across the UK and Europe, I think businesses will start to question whether they need services in-house or whether there's an opportunity to use outsourced premium answer services. I think it's an opportunity.
A company like yours, which is obviously more labor-intensive, how do you keep your costs down so that your clients can still afford you?
The technology that we use, we partner with the big boys, with Amazon, with Twilio, but we have our own bespoke service support software called Rita. She helps us automate as much as possible so that our receptionists can concentrate on having conversations, but the information is captured and it's very intuitive. So that keeps our costs controlled in the right way.
Mel, thanks so much for making the trip to visit our studio today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Mel Carlin is Vice President of Operations for the North American headquarters of MoneyPenny in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.